Film director Tony Scott died yesterday after jumping off a Los Angeles bridge. His legacy in film includes movies that were brash and bombastic, the cinematic equivalent of an adrenaline rush.
I feel the need for speed.
Top Gun was one of his earliest films and still his most famous. But he also directed True Romance, Enemy of the State, Crimson Tide, and Unstoppable, among others. Scott's films have long divided critics. To some, he was an impeccable stylist. To others, his kinetic style ushered in a generation of films and filmmakers that couldn't seem to sit still. For more on the legacy of Tony Scott, we're joined by Tom Geyer, senior editor at Entertainment Weekly. And Tom, I've heard the word kinetic so many times in the last couple of hours, but what exactly do we mean by that? I mean, how do you describe the style of Tony Scott?
Tony Scott's approach to filmmaking was very much a visual style, but it was a visual style that owed more to fast cuts, use of smoke, light beams through windows, and really high energy. We ordinarily associate visual filmmaking with a more epic David Lean approach, and his was a much more high energy approach.
So are we talking about the pace of editing or the sort of color of the film? What do we mean by that?
We're talking both about the pace of the film as well as the actual use of visuals, and whether it's scenes like the flyover sequence and the opening sequence of Top Gun with the fighter planes zooming just above the base, or that classic scene in True Romance with the exchange between Dennis Hopper and Christopher Walken, which is backed by the use of opera.
Tell me, am I lying? 'Cause your part, eggplant.
You're a cantaloupe.
All of these were kind of surprises, both visually and sonically, and they really provided a high energy to his work.
Now, what kind of movies and filmmakers at this point you think owe a debt to Tony Scott in terms of style?
I don't think you would have films like the Transformers series from Michael Bay or the Fast and Furious series or in some ways the Bourne series without the work of Tony Scott, paving the way with his fast cuts, his highly visual style, and his approach to action filmmaking.
Now, Tom, to be honest, we called several critics who will remain nameless here who didn't want to talk about Tony Scott. While they respected his work, they didn't necessarily like it. And I wanted you to help us understand why he's such a divisive figure, considering how much money he made for Hollywood.
Certainly, he was a very successful filmmaker, but particularly in comparison to his older brother, Ridley Scott, who made not only sort of blockbuster popcorn fare, but also awards bait film like Gladiator, for instance, or Alien, and seems to have a much better critical reputation, Tony Scott really leaned much more towards the popcorn fare.
In the end, did Tony Scott essentially coincide with a trend that was already happening in the wider culture? I think as someone who's grown up with, say, MTV, or I've sort of always seen this kind of filmmaking. And did he usher it in, or did he help just kind of connect it to Hollywood?
I think Tony Scott, having a background as a commercial film director in the 1970s, was really in the right place at the right time. Arriving in Hollywood in the 80s, just as MTV was getting off the ground, he really was the right person at the right moment to sort of help spread this style of filmmaking that we've come to associate with the Hollywood blockbuster. In many respects, I think it's the Tony Scott brand of filmmaking that has come to sway throughout Hollywood these days.
Tom Geyer is senior editor at Entertainment Weekly. Tom, thank you.
My pleasure.